Hi everyone, welcome to my podcast, Growing With Praises. Today I'm going to be sharing something I titled The Panel. I graduated from the prestigious University of Jos in Nigeria in the year 2019, where I bagged a degree in mass communication. Now, one of the most dreadful moments in final year is when you would have to defend your research work of about 40 pages in less than 10 minutes. I really do not think that is fair though, but well, it is what it is. The intense pressure alone could make you want to sweat in a cold morning. Well, for me, that wasn't the case. Let me share my experience with you. There were about 11 panelists whom I had to stand before to defend my work. And as I walked into the hall and stood before them, the one thing that came to my mind was this. Praises, do you know that one day very soon, just like you have stood before them, you would have to stand before God to give an account of your life? Many young people today are unaware of this. They think it is my life and I can do whatever I like. But like I would always say, it ceased to be your life the moment you accepted the Lordship of Christ. He has become your boss now. Therefore, whatsoever you do must be within the ambit of his jurisdiction. Listen, as a Christian, every opportunity of service the Lord gives to you is important. And it means a lot in the kingdom. A dear man of God, Dr. Prince Buma, once said, "Everything that matters to God has to be connected to Jesus." So pause and think of this. Everything you're pursuing in life, do they really matter to God? How have they helped in propagating the gospel? Even though some of these things are good, but they shouldn't be the reason why you live. The reason for your existence has to be something that will count, something that would matter in eternity. You know, something that has eternal value. Otherwise, we will stay blind to the fact that the spread of the gospel is our sacred responsibility. You see, just the same way you invest in yourself physically and intellectually, getting academic qualification so that your CV can carry weight, such that when you go to present it before an organization, they'll have no choice but to give you that job. That is the same way you should build a spiritual CV. Because at the end of the day, you will not present your academic qualification before God. All God will be interested in are the fruits that you bore while you were here on earth, the souls you won, and how you established his kingdom in every sphere of your influence. So never cease to remind yourself that a day is coming with which we shall all stand before God. So run for a purpose. To win before the Lord. If you have this as your focus in life, if you have this as your focus every day, that in this life's journey you are running to win before the Lord, it will guide you in the things of God. It will guide the steps you take, the decisions you make. It will guide you. Romans 14:12 says, "So then, every one of us shall give account of himself to God." And so I ask you, what would you be telling God you did with the life that he gave you? I mean, you are going to stand alongside fathers and mothers of faith, Kenneth Hagin, Catherine Coleman, Archbishop Benson Idahosa. What will your spiritual CV carry? The Bible in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 13 says, Our works will be tested by fire at the judgment day. And the fire is to try, it is to scrutinize, it is to examine, it is to approve, it is to deem worthy your work. Can you see that all you achieved for earthly gratification will not be able to withstand that fire? It won't. So begin now to invest in things that have eternal relevance. Because one day, there'll be a comparison between the life that God drew up for you, the life He ordained for you, and what you eventually turned out to be, how you eventually lived, and your reward will be in line with how the life you lived measured up with the life He drew up for you. I'll take that again. Begin now to invest in the things that have eternal value. Because one day, there'll be a comparison between the life God drew up for you, the life He ordained for you, and what you eventually turned out to be, how you eventually lived, and your reward will be in line with how the life you lived measured up to the life He drew up for you. So get busy. Start to make spiritual investments. Start living out God's will for your life. Because on that day, when you stand before the panel, there wouldn't be an opportunity to go back and make amends. Let your life count. Keep building that spiritual CV, because that will be the only thing that will withstand the fire. The time is short. So start now. God bless you.